world, especially every October, goes crazy. They got all kinds of scary costumes and scary stuff, and, you know, it's just wild and crazy. And several years ago, I started doing a prophecy series every October. So if you've been keeping track, this is something I do every October. Okay, I don't need to go out there and be all spooked out. There's plenty of things in the Word of God that should scare you, amen, if you're not a believer in Christ. If you're a believer in Christ, you're going to see these things. You need to be alerted by what the Bible teaches, okay? But it ought not scare you. And I'm not really here to scare you today, but the Bible does say that some people are saved so as by what? Fire, amen? So if you're not a believer in Christ today, you need to be a believer in Christ. You need to trust Him. He is the way, the truth, the life. All roads don't lead to heaven, regardless of what you've been taught. God had one son, and His name was who? Jesus. Didn't have many sons. His son died on the cross, rose from the dead. By putting your faith in Him, you can have life eternal. That's what the Bible teaches. And so anyway, we do a prophecy series every October. And also, I talk about prophecy throughout the year. Why? Because it's in the Bible. It's all through the Bible. Amen? So let's go with this one right now. The four horsemen of the apocalypse. And see what we can learn. The word apocalypse, most people don't know this. And the word revelation, which is the name of the last book in your Bible, mean the same thing. Okay, the word apocalypse and the word revelation mean the same thing. So it could easily be said the four horsemen of the revelation. Amen? Y'all with me so far? Let's keep looking. Both words mean to unveil and reveal things to come. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse, or the four horsemen of the book of Revelation, is about an unveiling or a revealing of things that are going to happen in the future or things to come. Next, Raj. First things first, though. Before we get into four horsemen of the apocalypse and learning what this unveiling is and this revealing of future events. And by the way, that's what prophecy is, folks. Prophecy is a revealing of things to what? Prophecy ain't something that already happened last week. That's prophecy. No, it ain't. Prophecy is about something that's going to happen in the what? In the future. You'd be surprised. Most all the prophecies given in your Bible have already been fulfilled. So many prophecies about Jesus coming. You know, it was even said in the Bible where Jesus would be born. He would be born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. Bethlehem's a little old spot in the road. You can't even find it if you try it hardly. They don't even have a good Christmas lights. You know? I've been there many times. But God told us a long time before by the prophet in the Old Testament that that's where Jesus would be born. So much prophecy has already been fulfilled, but there's quite a bit of prophecy yet to be fulfilled. Okay, so the four horsemen of the apocalypse is just a part of the unveiling or revealing of future things to come. This unveiling or revealing of things to come was given by Jesus Christ Himself. Now, that's first things first. In case right off the bat you're going, Clark's crazy, I hate that guy. Well, that's all right, I understand. I've said that too. My wife has said it. No, not really. But anyway, the thing is, listen, this was given by Jesus. So if you're cutting me off, you're cutting Him off. Because I didn't come up with this. I ain't smart enough to come up with the four horsemen of the apocalypse. All right, this is right from God's Word. So first things first, this came from Jesus. The revelation of who? Help me. Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which must shortly what? Come to pass. And He sent and signified it by His angel unto His servant who? John, the beloved apostle. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against Him. That's Jesus that sits on this horse in Revelation 19:19, and they're against Him and His army in the last days. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, talking of Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He is against Jesus, and he's against God. So that's what the word Antichrist means. Keep moving. What are we going to find? The Apostle John used the expression Antichrist five times. Can you say five times with me? Five times. So how many times did John the Apostle use it in his epistles? Five times. Let's examine each use right quick of Antichrist. He said the Antichrist will come. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time. As you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many antichrists whereby we know it is the last time. That leads us to the second time he used it at the end of that verse. He said, even now are there many antichrists. Antichrists are anyone, anybody who is opposed or against the message of Jesus Christ. Does that make sense to you? Say, anti means what? Against. It means opposed to. So somebody that says that Jesus Christ did not live, that he did not die on the cross, he didn't resurrect, he wasn't virgin born, he's not the way of salvation. Anyone who says that would be have the spirit of Antichrist. Is that understandable? So John mentioned it that way. Number three, who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is what? Antichrist, that denies the Father and the Son. So he says, third thing, Antichrist is a what? Liar. Number four, this is John, the beloved apostle, the one that Jesus chose on that Isle of Patmos to give the book of Revelation to. He also wrote about this in his epistles. Same guy. The fourth thing, he says, the message of Antichrist says that Jesus did not come in the flesh and was of God. 1 John 4:3. And every spirit that confesses not Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of who? Antichrist. Whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. How many have ever heard somebody say, oh, I don't believe in Jesus. I mean, he was a good man. How many have ever heard that? Oh, he was a good prophet. But I mean, was he virgin born? No, I don't believe that. You know what the Bible says? That spirit is Antichrist, against Christ, against the Word of God, what the Bible says about Christ. Friend, we live in a world today where we want to pat people on the head. We don't want to say, and they can deny Jesus, but you know, we understand, and you know, you're good, all roads lead to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. That attitude, that spirit of embracing all kinds of other beliefs in the name of political correctness is Antichrist. Did y'all hear that or not? Say, I know that's ugly. I can't believe you say that. This will be on TV and I'll get a couple ugly phone calls. Because we stand for what the Bible says. We shouldn't, we get in trouble when we stand for what the Scripture said. This is what the Scripture says. He only mentioned it five times, but it's clear as a whistle. This particular thought that he mentioned. Look at this one. The Antichrist denies Jesus is coming again. Now look at this one. This is 2 John, that little book of 2 John. Verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and a what? Antichrist. And the interesting thing about this text, this word right here, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come, is in the present tense and reads really is coming in the flesh. Okay? And so the idea is that Antichrist denies that Jesus is coming again. I submit that a lot of the church today in the world that calls themselves the Church of Jesus Christ denies that Jesus is coming again. That is the spirit of who? Antichrist. I mean, if I told you I was coming, Don, over to your house, Don, I'm going to be there. I'm going to get you at 5 p.m. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to be there, Don, at 5 p.m. I've told you 8 times. And Don, I get to the house. Beep, 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 beep. Come on. And I go inside and Don's like, why are you here for, Pastor? Well, I'm here to get you. I told you I was coming to get you. Well, I didn't think you was coming. Well, that would tick me off, Don. I told you 8 times. Why weren't you ready? Good grief. Don't let it happen again. Now, anyway, Don's a very timely guy. Amen. That's the point. Much of Christ's church today either doesn't touch on this subject or flat out denies that he's coming again. And that's what the Bible says. And I know it's a hard doctrine to receive. How can we be living and somehow one day Jesus is going to come and everything going to happen? Well, you know, that's your problem. That's what you get thinking you came from a monkey. But if you'll believe that you're created by a holy God, a living God, who took dirt and made nothing out of dirt, you won't have a problem believing he can come back and get his dirt. But if you've just X'd him out of your thinking, and you want me to fix your faith, I can't fix it, man. You got to start believing the Bible, the Word of God. You hearing me this morning? Keep looking. I had no idea what I was going to say in this message. Here we go. I know my points. It's the part in between that bothers me. Here we go. So the Antichrist opposes Jesus Christ. If there's an important screen, it's this one. I want you to look at it. So who is Antichrist, and what is Antichrist, and who is this person, and what's he going to be like? According to John, he's against that Jesus Christ is the anointed one. He's against that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the only begotten of God. He is not against that Jesus lived. He's not against that Jesus is a good prophet. He's not against any of that. And listen carefully to your world. They're not against that either. Other false religions are saying that. At the UN the other day, Ahmadinejad, if you listen to his speech, I did. Listen to his speech. He said that the 12th Imam, Mehdi, according to the Quran, is coming again. And he's going to bring peace. And he's going to set up, you know, just harmony. He's going to put down infidels. And he's going to also have with him other great prophets, like Jesus Christ. It's funny how Jesus Christ is going to give up rule and reign to somebody he never even mentioned in the Bible. Say, I don't read anything in the Bible about Jesus going to have this other fella come up out of this pit somewhere he lives in Iran, supposedly, and he's going to be subservient to this guy. That ain't Bible. Are y'all listening? But a lot of people listening, they were just listening, and because he named the name of Jesus, oh, he's a good guy. See, he's like us. Not all guys riding on white horses are good guys. Are you listening? Boy, you got to read the Bible, and I can't fix it in one sermon. Need to get there. Okay? Antichrist is coming. He's against that Jesus Christ is the anointed one, the only one, the way, the truth, the life. You go out of here today and say that to people and try to get your little poll going. You believe Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, no other way? Without him, you'll die and go to hell? Split it wide open? You believe that? People, oh, no, no, no. But if you go out here and say, do you believe Jesus, you know, do you believe there was a Jesus? Oh, yes, 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 yes. You listening? The Antichrist is against the God the Father and God the Son relationship. Okay? That God had one Son and His name was Jesus. Antichrist is opposed to that. And so is the spirit of Antichrist. Number three, he's against that Jesus came in the flesh to be the sacrifice for our sins. If you read the Quran, and I know I'm parking it a little bit right there, but there is about 1.5 billion that believe this. Are you listening? Is that a lot of people last time you checked? Say, close to 2 billion now, radical, and you can see that the world's a mess because of it. Are you seeing that? Am I the only one seeing it? Okay? Listen, if you read the Quran, you'll see that they do not believe, listen, that Jesus Christ was, I can't already spit on, and that he was crucified, because they can't handle that. They don't accept that. They believe he was a good prophet. But for Jesus Christ, who is very God, you say, to come and to willingly give himself and sacrifice and let people do that to him, they don't believe that. Are y'all hearing that or not? It doesn't mean they don't believe that he exists, but they don't believe what the Bible teaches about him, that he died. The Bible says this, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, Philippians 2:5, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But Jesus made himself of no reputation. He humbled himself. Say it with me if you know it. He became obedient unto what? Death. Even what? The death of the cross. Therefore, God hath highly exalted him. Amen? And has given him a name which is above every name. And that at the name of Jesus, every what should bow? Knees should bow and every tongue should do what? Confess that he is what? Lord, Master, to the glory of God the Father. Boy, if you reject the part that he came and he humbled himself, he died on the cross, then I think you just rejected him, didn't you? Okay? I hope you're getting something. I'm trying, and I think we're making some headway. The fourth thing Antichrist opposes, he's against the prophecy that Jesus will return to rule and reign as Messiah and Lord. And again,
We heard it right out of Ahmadinejad's mouth the other day. And he is a very fundamental, radical believer of the Quran. So that, what does that mean? That means if it says it, he believes it to the T. Okay? But now this 12th fellow's going to come. The 12th imam's going to come. All right? And Jesus, he's going to get to come and help him. That doesn't sound like that Jesus is coming as Messiah and Lord and is going to rule and reign on this planet. Does it sound the same as you to you or what? Don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Okay? That's why you so much need to read your Bible. And the other thing is, check me out. Just because I say something on the stage, you need to be in your Bible. You need to be checking it out. Okay? Especially in the area of prophecy here. Many different names are given to the Antichrist rise. We'll fly through these. Jesus referred to him as the abomination of desolation in Matthew 24. He also referred to him as the false Christ in Matthew 24, 24. Jesus referred to him as the one who comes in his own name. Park it right there. What does John 1 say? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Okay? Jesus came to his own people, to the Jewish people, and we know what happened. Now, we shouldn't be ticked off at the Jewish people. Why? Because that was part of the plan of God for Jesus to come and to be a sacrifice for all of our sins. Amen? But Jesus said, I came to my own received me not. And this is one of the saddest verses in the Bible. Look at chapter 5 of John 43. He said, I'm come in my Father's name. He's telling this. And you didn't receive me. And you don't receive me. If another shall come in his own name, him will you receive. And that's exactly what's going to happen. There is one coming called the Antichrist. He is going to come. And he is going to be received. Even by the very nation of Israel. But every other nation too, by the way. You know what I mean? Jesus said, one's coming. So he called him that. The one who comes in his own name. Paul called him the man of sin and the son of perdition in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Paul also called him the wicked one, and then shall that wicked one be revealed, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. John, we already saw John called him Antichrist, Antichrist, Antichrist several times, but John also refers to him as the beast, Revelation 11:7. He calls him the beast, okay? So why did I put all that up there? Because if you're still sitting there on the fence, I don't believe it's Antichrist at Clark's Preaching Fellowship. It's not me. I'd rather be talking about 24. But prophecy is in the Bible. We can't be blind to the fact that Christ is coming. And so much of what you see happening in your world today, you would have a better understanding of your world if you had a better understanding of the Bible. Do y'all agree with that? Yes or no? Instead of, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? It's all Bush's fault. Oh my gosh. Last time I checked, God's still on the throne. He's still in control. Don't fall prey to becoming a critic every other day over the president, for crying out loud. There's a plan at work. Does he make mistakes? Absolutely. Do you make mistakes? Say it with me. Absolutely. Amen? I'm not saying we should follow any man and get like stock and barrel. I'm not saying that at all. But it would change your whole view and your whole thinking if you had an understanding of prophecy that Jesus Christ gave us in His Word. Keep looking. What else we got, Raj? Now this is towards the, we got maybe 7-8 minutes. He's got a young baby, so don't worry about him. That's what daddies do. Amen? Come on. All right, here we go. The Antichrist will be great. Several scriptures. Nobody will be as great as he is. When he comes, nobody will be as great as he is. Revelation 13, 4. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Don't get all confused by words like beast and dragon and things like this. This is a person. He will be a person, the Antichrist. He will not only be the greatest person, he will possess unbelievable intelligence. Now listen. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's the number of a man. His number is 600, 666, or 666. which is the number of man. He will be the most intelligent. He will be so intelligent. You won't catch him making all kinds of gaffes. He won't come across as goofy. He won't come across as he's just country. He's just podunk. He's just stupid. He ain't going to come across like that. Are y'all listening? Number three, he will be a great communicator. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blaspheming. His power is given unto him to continue 40 and 2 months or 3.5 years. He'll be a great communicator. When I say this, it reminds me not that that President Reagan reminded me of the Antichrist. He didn't, okay? But he was a great communicator. Somebody could try to trick him up, and he was old. I mean, he was older at that time, remember? Somebody could try to trick him up, and buddy, just on a dime, he could turn that thing around, and he would make that other guy look like a fool and look like the crowd was going to be against him, and all of a sudden, they with him. And they're making this other guy feel like an idiot. And the other guy might even have been right. You know what I mean? He had that ability to be able to be a talker. It was crazy. He's going to be that kind of person. He's going to be able to communicate. You won't see the evening news. Well, he made this mistake. Can you believe what he said? Oh, you're going to see the news all right. He's going to say, did you hear what he said? Oh, yeah. He's going to be able to communicate. Number four, he will be attractive to people. 2 Thessalonians 2:4, who opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God. He exalts himself. Okay? Or that's worship so that he is God sits in the temple. He shows himself. I believe he's going to be attractive. I believe he's going to be strong. A literal man who's going to come, who's going to oppose Christ, is going to be used of the devil in the last days. Okay? Isn't this a crazy message to say? I believe he's going to be attractive. Is our world enamored with people that are attractive today? Yes or no? Are they enamored with somebody that's strong, that can talk? Say. Absolutely. This is what really aggravates the snot out of me. Excuse me. And that's this. Here it is. It's funny. He's going to come as this way. Attractive, strong, good looking, all this kind of stuff. Put your arms down, Bob. All right. Here we go. He's going to come like this. Listen to me. Listen. But who do Renaissance artists and even artists today paint Jesus as? Weak, effeminate, sissified. Isn't Satan clever? Say, who'd want to follow this when you got this? You understand? Jesus wasn't what they paint him as. He was a man. He was strong. He was a man's man, I believe. I don't think a big bunch of old rough fishermen would have ever followed a guy that says, hi, come follow me. I don't think it would have happened. Amen? I'm telling you. Listen. He will come across, this is really important. Antichrist will come across as one who is spiritual. Look at this. And he opened his mouth in blaspheme against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. He will come across as someone who's spiritual. What do I mean by that? Here's what I mean. I was watching, and I'm not trying to be ugly. I picked on Reagan. Now I'm going to pick on the Democrats. Here we go. I was watching the Democratic debate the other night with Tim Russert. How many saw it? Okay? You can hold me accountable here. Tim Russert said something like this. He said, I understand, or et cetera, that your party is trying to be one of faith and values. Okay? So with that being the case, he asked this question of the candidates on the stage. Could you give me your favorite Bible verse? Is that a simple question? Say. If you're talking about faith, values, you ought to have a Bible verse. How about you, sir? The Sermon on the Mount. Last time I checked, that ain't no Bible verse. We didn't ask for a Bible story. We didn't ask for a whole passage. Somebody else said, the Good Samaritan. Another one said, this really was funny. This was Joe Biden said, the Pharisees. What? That's your favorite Bible verse? The Pharisees? Hillary did mention a verse. She was closer than anybody else. Then anybody said something, I could be wrong, but something like, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, something like that. And then they went down the line over here, another guy, and he went, Sermon on the Mount. Here's my point. Not to pick and be ugly. Half ugly. Here we go. He won't be like that. You ask him a scripture, he'll give you scripture. He's going to give you the references. He's going to quote it for you. Okay? You ain't going to be making fun of him like that. The Quran, he'll tell you surah this and that, and he'll put you right on it. The Torah, the Old Testament, he'll be able to talk about it. He's going to be able to use his mouth. You understand that today? You see why it's so important? Can't you see people being deceived? Say, yes or no? Okay, he's going to come across as spiritual. You're of God, little children. You've overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. He will be a phenomenal politician. Okay, again, I don't believe. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and the 10 horns. They marvel, for God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and to give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. He'll be a phenomenal politician. What do I mean by that? I mean what I say. You're not going to have the news making gaffes and all these kind of things. He is going to be able to win people over. Okay? The Antichrist. I believe this is that one that goes forth to conquer, conquering and to conquer. He's going to conquer with no arrow, bow, just a bow. I believe peace, a crown. He's going to conquer in the last days. But it's not going to stay that way the whole time. It's going to turn ugly. He will be a force to be reckoned with. They worship the dragon, they gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? He will be a force to be reckoned with. The Antichrist. I know it's a little crazy message, but this is what it's talking about. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him and him that sat on the horse, that's Jesus, make war against him. And then finally, so he's going to be a great talker, yet a blasphemer. He's going to be a great leader, yet he's going to be wicked and lawless. And the last thing is this, and we're done, Raj. There's our verse. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. I believe that is Antichrist. Don't expect everybody to agree with me. When will the Antichrist come to power? When will he come to power? I personally believe after the rapture of the church. That's my view. That's the view of most people in this audience today. There are good men and women who are teachers and theologians that believe the Antichrist will come on the scene at this time, you know, at the beginning of the tribulation period, but the rapture won't take place until about 3.5 years into the tribulation period. I don't necessarily accept that view, but that doesn't mean they're evil. Okay? So he's going to come, I believe, after the rapture of the church. He's going to come to power. He's already going to be on the scene. He ain't going to just like, whoop, here I am, I'm out of space. That ain't the way it's going to work. He's going to be a real man. He's going to be on the planet. Okay? When the Holy Spirit's power is taken out, we see that. 2 Thessalonians 2, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in this time, for the mystery of the iniquity doth already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, the Antichrist, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. He shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. That's the good news. This sucker ain't going to win. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, those that are alive during that time, and they're going to believe a lie. They're going to go, he's the greatest. Did you hear him, Mom? Okay? So, when will he become so popular and revered? When will he become so popular? Three things real fast. When chaotic world conditions call for leadership. Are these the last days? I'm living like they are, I tell you that right now. I'm going to live in my 24. I'm going to make this the best day and do the best job I can do. Because I tell you what, are conditions in our world chaotic now, yes or no? You think, is that a resounding yes or no? Oh, they're not chaotic. Things are pretty good. Does it sound chaotic to you? Say. This is when he will come. I'm not saying now is the time he's going to come, but if he would come and Jesus came for me, hey, hallelujah, it wouldn't surprise me. I had a buddy of mine who taught me this. He did my rapture exercise. Amen? Get ready for the rapture. Amen? Wouldn't surprise me at all if I was walking along and all of a sudden I was with the Lord. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I believe God's word. Jesus talked about wars and rumors of wars. He said, see that you're not troubled. All these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Nation's going to rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Is that sounding like now or not? Sounds sort of strange, isn't it? Keep going, Raj. Let's see what else we got. So number one, he'll come when chaotic world conditions call for this, a leader. He'll also call, he'll come through his great charisma and ability that's energized by Satan, and he'll gain this kind of recognition. Amen? His charisma, his energy is going to propel him to the forefront. So that's why I'm not so sure if we're going to be able to see it all happening. Because there have been leaders before that you never heard of, and all of a sudden they're leaders. Where'd they come from? It happens. Okay? Number, that's even him who's coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Several scriptures. The third thing. When will he become so popular and revered? When he brings peace, say it with me, to the Middle East. Do you think if somebody could solve Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and all the other Stan brothers up under Russia there, do you think if he could solve that and go to Israel and solve the Gaza problem and Hamas and Syria and Lebanon and Hezbollah, do you think if he could go to Africa and solve some of the ethnic cleansing and things like that that's taking place in the world? And there's one common denominator in much of it. Radical Islam. Let's say this 12th fella did come on the scene, this imam. And he could get those people to follow and to stop the suicide bombing, to make peace. Just like Ahmadinejad said, here's one of the most radical guys in the world. And he's looking forward to that day when he can lay down arms, it sounds like, and follow this one. It's just a thought, isn't it? Say, when he brings peace to the Middle East, Jesus said it again. I want to say it one more time. I'm coming in my Father's name, and you didn't receive me. But one will come in his own name, and him will you receive. He'll say peace. We're going to solve that Gaza problem for you. We're going to deal with this. What do you think is realistic for if somebody could come on the scene like that, that people would just hail him as a hero? Yes or no? Say. We could get out of Iraq with dignity. Amen? Not look like losers, right? Say. Everybody could be happy, right? That's what we're talking about when we talk about this one on the white horse that goes forth to conquer and conquering, and he does it through diplomacy. Okay? And aren't we hearing that all the time? Peace, peace. There was given me a reed like unto a rod. The angel stood saying, rise, measure the temple of God. They will be back in the temple. There are already plans to build the temple, specifications. The Jews are ready to build the temple. Only problem, where it's supposed to be built is controlled by the Muslims. The Dome of the Rock, I've been there many, many, many times. That's where that temple goes. They can't build it because they don't have possession of that land right on top. Wouldn't it be great if somebody said to them, it's okay. You can take this part right there and you can build that right there. Amen? And we're all going to get along. It's going to happen. Okay?